as the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
'Cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed.
People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns.
And a hungry little boy with a red nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries.
His mama cries.
As the crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies,
as her young man dies,
on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.
And his mama cried.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Hello and welcome to Psychic Choice Radio here on a Sunday. Now, we're thinking about renaming the show come the new year and dropping the Psychic Choice Radio bit altogether and simply calling it the Spiritual Concept Show, because we do realise that a radio on a radio is a bit confusing. Okay. Right, so, we're not actually radio, we're actually podcasters, and my definition of radio, and probably yours too, tuning a dial on a small valve or transistor radio set, and valves were there before. Transistors, but the small transistor radios you have to carry around with you in your pocket, and you know, those type of things. Of course, you had CB radio, didn't you? Where you were like doing what we're doing now, more or less, talking and modulating. The only difference is that was going out over your radio and over a frequency. Well, strangely, this goes over a frequency and can be interfered with. Because, yeah, Everything that we do on a computer is actually done over a frequency, believe it or believe it not. But we won't go into that. Four people in the call queue. Well, three people in the call queue. One of them is my guest. So I'm going to kind of get on with it. We took, or tried to take. I must learn the English language one day. must be the hardest language in the world. I tried to screen the person on all the ones before the show started, and all I got was some loud noise. So hopefully they'll be there when we get to them. I can see Janet, I can see Wendy, and I can see somebody there on all the ones. So, Janet is our first call there at the top. Wendy is on line two there underneath. And then we have a line three at the bottom. Now, we hope it gets better than this, you know, for a Sunday evening. Come on. We go out of our way to get the world's best psychics and mediums for you, you know. And I'm not saying they come at a price, because they come at no price at all. They're giving their time freely to be here. So where are you? You know, if I had to go out finding these people and saying, hey, come on, you know, we've got this wonderful podcasting platform here, and we'd really like you to come and do a show for us, a lot of them would turn around and say, no, sorry, too busy. Or, sorry, no can do. How much are you going to pay me? You know, these people are giving the time absolutely free to help you, you know, and help you through your day and help you connect to your loved ones in the spirit world. Yeah? So, you know, the best possible way of giving something back to these wonderful people is to be here. I can see Cindy has just joined us now. So we're up to four. Okay, we're going to make a start then. Right. So right at the top this evening, we have a new caller and listener to Psychic Choice Radio. Janet.
Hello.
Hello, Janet. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are. Thank you for taking my call.
Where are you from?
I'm from Virginia. I'm from Virginia.
And what's your question, Janet?
I have a question, and see if I can get some clarity on it. And it's kind of a romance question. I have this guy that has been kind of talking to me, and I don't exactly know if, you know, he's just saying things being nice, but I kind of feel otherwise, but I just need some clarity on that. I just don't know quite how to take him and what his intentions are.
Well, I don't think it's moving forward. It's sort of static. It feels like it's, yeah, talk sometimes, and then sometimes not. He like disappears, right?
Well, it's just like, you know, he says, you know, things trying to come for me and things like that. But, you know, I'm just kind of scared.
Well, I think that I would try to be with somebody else because he doesn't feel available to me.
Okay.
So there's other fish in the sea.
Yeah, right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, you got 10 minutes. You got me for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
now,
that's
is
the
your father,
I wanted to ask.
Is your father in spirit?
No, he's not. He's not.
Okay. Well, there's a gentleman in spirit that is probably a great-grandpa, and he's letting you know that you're okay. And he's also saying that there's, you have a watch. What? Who got the watch? He's talking about a watch.
A watch doesn't come to my mind about anything, anybody having a watch. I'm not sure on that.
It's like a grandfather.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, both of my grandfathers I was not very close to. They lived away from me, so we did not have a lot of communication.
Oh, okay. Well, and he's watching out for you. He's around you.
Okay.
And then did you have anybody named Mabel? I hear the name Mabel.
No,
so
I don't know of anyone named Mabel.
Don't know your dead people then. I'll tell them to go away.
If it's someone named Mabel, it was so many years back in the generation that, you know,
well,
my grandparents
come to me. I'm sorry, I can't help who comes.
Yeah. No, I believe.
You're gonna always be okay money wise. And do you own your home yet?
Yes, I do.
I see you fixing stuff up. You're gonna do little things like. You're going to, they call redecorating a new shower curtain and a rug and a new towels.
Well, it's funny you say that because I'm actually painting the doors this week.
You know, a coat of paint will do you wonders. It freshen everything up. And you're going to redo your bedroom in different colors.
Okay, that's good to know.
you're gonna change out the boudoir.
Well,
you got a Frenchman around as a guide. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
You have, if you ever do your genealogy, you have French in the woodpile.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm definitely very artistic. I have to say that.
Yeah, and I also see you crafting. You're going to take up some form of class. Crafting.
Okay.
Well,
it sounds like I'm going to be very busy.
Oh, you're going to be so busy. You don't know. You won't be bored at all, you know. And you're going to get, they're saying you're going to have your house snug as a rug, a bug in a rug.
Okay.
And then somebody's going to gift you with a new set of coffee cups or mugs.
Okay.
So, and
well, I'll be looking out that for Christmas, huh?
You know, yep. And this new year is going to get better for you. It's going to be more brighter and more. You're going to rekindle old friendships, and you're in a really good space in your life. You're more peaceful than you've ever been. And you're going to have contentment. That's your word for next year.
Okay. That sounds good because this has been a rough year, I think, for everyone.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to change your hair.
Okay.
You're going to change the cut and the color.
Okay.
I know simple little things, but that's okay. What else you want to know?
No, that's about it. I mean, I really didn't, you know, that was the main question, is that kind of about romance, because I went through kind of a hard time with losing someone, and I've really not been able to move on. And so, you know,
you're still feeling and you're still grieving, but you will remarry again.
Well, I don't know about that. That's a big question right there.
Well, you have to heal first, but you are going to find somebody who'll be kind, considerate, loving, and very generous, and you guys get along really well, and you communicate well, and I see all kinds of laughter. You guys laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And
well, that is really good.
You know, and it won't be, you know, you're going to meet him, but you need to heal first. It'll probably take you a good year, and then you're going to meet him. And then it looks like you're going to marry in 2020. Don't mean that you won't cohabitate and be with somebody, but I see marriage in 2024.
Okay.
And I see you getting married by a justice of the peace in a yard, and you have your
three
family.
3 minutes.
Okay.
And you
well,
always,
I thank you very much.
You're welcome. You always have friends to witness your life. That's what friends are for.
Well, that is a wonderful message, and thank you so much.
You are welcome very much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you, Diana. Okay. That's lovely to have new callers calling in. And we get them all the time, don't we? I wish. Okay. It's been a long time since we've had new callers to the show now. And we've only been here 10 years. So, who knows? Next year it may change. I think the COVID thing, when it finishes, is going to change
two
a lot of things.
2 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, that's 2 minute counter. We'll stop that now because Janet did have another 2 minutes to go, but she was happy with what she got. Which was good. Okay. Right, now, we're here for another hour and 42 minutes. So if you are out there listening to the show player, you can listen, of course. There is no need to actually call in if you are just listening, because it leaves room for those that want to call, of course. Do take a look at the schedule for the rest of the week and who's coming up in our shows, because we got some new people coming forward to help us here, and hopefully things will all go well. We tried to do a video relay, but sadly too many things open at once, and it didn't work because the one browser conflicted the other, so we couldn't do that. Maybe when we get a new PC, we'll be able to do that again. And we really ideally need two computers to be able to do that. So for now, we're not going to bother. Okay. Oh, is there anybody there in the court queue that has got a cure for racing fingernails? Yeah? I need to know a cure for it, yeah, because I have what they call racing fingernails, where one fingernail will race ahead of the other. This is bloody annoying. Right, okay. Never mind. Oh, dear. Right, so let's bring Kelly back on the mic. We're going to take Wendy. And then we might take another little break. So, Wendy.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, so nice to talk to you. I know how wonderful you are. I've talked to you before. So it's a privilege to speak with you. Of course. My name is Wendy from California. And I have a couple of things I want to talk about. One of them is, I placed an order for several orders for some dinnerware from a company on Friday, and then I discovered that I had made a mistake and I wanted to cancel. So I called back first thing in the morning and I spoke to a supervisor by the name of Stephanie. She assured me that she would cancel the orders and call the warehouse, and if they were sent, she would do an intercept with UPS. Well, I'm getting emails now that the shipments have been done. However,
you need to call your credit. I'm not a specialist, but call your credit card and address it that way.
Right. My bank is working with me, and so is UPS.
Yeah.
They said they have everything sent to their central location, and then they would return them back.
It'll get sorted out.
I hope so. I hope I'm not out any money, even the shipping, because my bank...
Was it through a credit card that was safe? You didn't use your credit card from your bank, did you?
Yeah. My Visa debit card from my bank.
Oh, no. Don't ever do that when you order. You need to use a credit card. That way you're covered and you can dispute it better.
Oh, that's good advice. Okay. Well, my other issue is I've had a friend named Rosie. She was about 100 miles away. We've been like sisters for many, many, many years. In August, she kind of acted funny and distanced herself from me, but then we reconnected and she apologized. And then about a week ago, she said she needed some space, and I have been nothing but kind and supportive to her. Are Rosie and I still friends or not?
I feel like it has broken. So I think that she'll just fade off into the sunset.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Did somebody...
It was on her end. It's her. It isn't anything you did. Sometimes people come into our lives at a certain time, and they're what I call a sometime friend. And they fade off and branch off. And then you have all the time friends that are with you for lifetime. So she's a sometime friend.
Yeah. Was she influenced by somebody?
No. She just, she's in a different place in her life.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
Sometimes we little spirits, we have people come into our lives for a learning lesson, then when it's completed, they just fade off. So I guess your time with her's completed.
That's fine. And the other issue was I have an attorney named Taylor. His firm has 98% success rate. I'm suing a previous employer for failure to accommodate. I gave him a clear return date that I could be back, and then in the email they say I had not done that. So I'm having my attorney get the voice tape because that should prove everything. I hope it does not have to go to court. Will I be okay?
It's going to have to. I see a docket, so it's going to go to court. But I hear that it's in your favor. Judgment in your favor.
Okay. All right. And I'm not looking to get the HR lady in trouble, but I think it's time I started standing up for myself in my life.
Yeah, because that's a life lesson of yours.
It is. It is. And that's why I'm doing this.
That's what you came in to learn this lifetime.
Yeah, so I'm showing the universe that I've learned my lesson and I'm going to stand up for my rights. Will I win any cash settlement or?
Maybe a little bit. If you get something, it's gravy.
Yeah, I get it. And about when will this be settled?
Not till next year.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I hope that I'm okay, that I'm not stressed about it, that I feel safe with Taylor protecting me.
You're all right.
Okay. All right, I should not be in any trouble. My crime is I got ill. And then towards the end, I had a hearing aid issue, which they knew about. I didn't spring it on them. They were well aware of it, and I was on the tail end of fixing it, and I said I could be ready to go early January, and then... What?
I remember. We spoke of this before.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, anyway, will he get the tape, or will it mysteriously not be available?
I just see you having a favorable outcome, honey.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And yep. The tape would prove everything, so I hope they get it.
Yeah. And they keep it digitized. They digitize everything.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I don't think it's erased.
All right. Well, I appreciate everything. Thank you.
You know, and you're in a whole new cycle right now. You're doing everything in 7 years, every 7 years, and you're in a new 7 year cycle, and it's going to be a lot better. And you might be offered a better job. So look for that to probably happen in June, July of next year.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to take that break then, ladies and gents, because what I'm looking at, and there goes a bit, what I'm looking at is an hour and 30 minutes here on the clock. It's a Sunday. It's kind of a quiet day. There must be something going on somewhere that's keeping people away. We've got through Thanksgiving last week, I do believe, and that's already gone, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe not. Maybe this may be Thanksgiving weekend, because I do believe that Thanksgiving was on the 26th, and it is now the 29th, so it could be Thanksgiving weekend. And that would be understandable that people would hold it over a weekend rather than during the week. Those that have to go out to work, there's very few now. Most people are working from home at the moment, especially here in the UK. So I don't know. Maybe just having an extended Thanksgiving. It is here in the UK now, actually. We do celebrate it in some parts of the UK now, and it is widely celebrated. So, you know, culture's changing all the time. And okay, let's see what we got for you. We're going to put a bit of Elvis on for you this evening, I think. We've got some of you say. We don't always have these tracks to play for you. So they're here tonight.
This is four. Quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. Never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. Thank you.
Back on the mic, and that didn't work, did it? What normally happens when we play a piece of music is that we drum up some lovely callers. Now, I must say this, and I don't like to drown the spirit of any show. But let's just say that come the new year, things are going to have to change. And I mean that sincerely, folks. Yeah. Gentleman here in the UK used to say that a lot when he was doing a program called Opportunity Knocks. And there was a gentleman called Huey Green. So the opportunity knocks for psychics and mediums here to come and join us on Psychic Choice Radio. We've got a lot of new people coming forward to want to do shows here with us. If they see our numbers dwindling and nobody bothering to call in, how often do you think those new people will want to come? If we go out of our way to get people for you, then where is your loyalty to what once was? And it just seems very disappointing indeed to see these numbers going down so drastically to what they were. I know that there's other shows out there, and I know that there's other shows out there with no price tag on whatsoever. The shows that are on probably longer than these one, than this one, and there are shows out there that broadcast 24/7. How do you think that those shows can put a podcast out 24/7? Where do you think they get their money from? Probably due to sponsorship, probably due to advertising, but certainly by no means on their own. Yeah? We are small compared to them. And this is why there is a price tag on the show at the moment. For over 7 years, there was no price tag on these shows at all. Ken was carrying the shows quite well until he found himself struggling. Yeah? When we find ourselves struggling, we reach out to people for help. And let's just say, people have reached in the Psychic Choice Radio, the Spiritual Concept Show, for over the past 10 years. That's reaching in and being a part of our community here, if you will. But where are they now? I'm looking at those numbers going down. It's got nothing at all to do with COVID. It's got to do with people's change of mentality. We know people are going through a lot at the moment, but also people's mentality is changing, where it's, I don't need to do this anymore. I don't need to follow somebody that's asking for a price when I can go somewhere else and find it for nothing. There are, believe it or believe it not, still people in our call queue on every show that participate in the show and never ever contribute. We let them people in and we give them gratitude for being here in the first place. But let's just say that we shouldn't be doing that. We should not be allowing one person to put in the pot while the other person gets a call, because it's just not fair. And I'm going on like this evening because we've done it before, because I'm looking at an empty studio and we're sitting at 1 hour and 20 minutes left of airtime, and I'm looking at two people only in the call here. And that is sad for a 2 hour broadcast. Very sad indeed. When we used to get people lining up at the 15-minute starter point before the show even starts, on a Monday, it will go berserk for one person and one person only. That is not right. It's getting too picky-choosy. It's getting far too picky-choosy, where we're going out of our way to get these people and bring them on the shows here. And it's getting far too picky-choosy now, where we only like so-and-so on this show, but we don't like so-and-so on that show. And we know that there's other shows out there on Blog Talk Radio. We know that it is your choice. And it's why we called Psychic Choice Radio in the beginning, where we got the name from, because we know you have a choice. But to use that choice so dramatically at the moment is like a little pig-headed. It's like saying, well, we don't really care about you anymore. You had your day. And, you know, we're going to look for something else now because you're asking us to contribute a participation fee, perhaps. Because I do feel very strongly that it has a lot to do with the participation fee. However much I appear to go on about it, this is my strong conviction. Because there is, I cannot conceivably see any other reason. When we used to have large court queues, no matter who we had with us, they would call in regardless. We might get the odd comment here and there saying, well, that reader was a little bit off tonight or something like that, you know. And we might get the odd comment here and there, which is goes in one ear and out the other usually. But let's just say that how many times have I spoken recently like this, where my words are going in here, one ear and out the other. Does it spoil the running of a show when we need to do this? Yes, of course it does. I'm perfectly aware of that fact, that it spoils the show, but there is nothing at all, as I said at the beginning, to do with COVID. This has got to do with the mind of people changing. And people having that free choice now more than ever, and realizing that they have that free choice. Whereas before, their life was so busy after a working day that to come home, relax and listen to Psychic Choice Radio was a big thing. It's no longer a big thing now because they're spending more time at home and more leisurable time where they can go and find other stations and other shows, maybe here on Blog Talk or somewhere else. And oh, I'm going to go there this evening. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. More choice, more freedom. If I continuously get dishonored like this for the years that I've put into it, then I have to sadly say that I will finish it. Because we have been here for over 10 years now. And if it's coming to an end in a blind fashion, like I see, then I have no alternative. Because I will not sit here on occasion after occasion like this, where I have no court queue. And I've been talking now for over 30 minutes and still nobody has joined. You know we're here, it's well posted and it's well advertised. Every show goes out over many different platforms, many different places. And people know that we're here. I am not going to do empty shows. So we will either cut the shows down and have a minimum of readers, or we simply will stop doing them altogether. Okay, I think I've said enough, but I'm still looking at 1 hour and 14 minutes left to go. Two callers, and if we don't start getting a call queue after the next two callers, I will finish the show early this evening, and there'll be no more shows for you, either on a Saturday, Sunday, or any other day, because it's just not good enough. Now, I'm not going to sit and watch an empty studio like this.
Hello, I'm sorry.
I know. It's getting pathetic, Kelly. It really is. It's getting really pathetic where we used to have anywhere up to 20 callers in Cork. You never get to 20 in a two-hour show anyway.
But, no.
You know, they were there to support and to listen, you know. And it was nice to see them there. You were never going to reach 20 in a two-hour show anyway. And the average is between 8 to 10 people. But we're not even getting that anymore. You know, it's crazy. I know. Yeah. Okay, let's say hello to Queen.
Well, hi there. I hope I bring some joy to your heart and your spirit, Ken. And hi, Kelly. How are you? Whatever you get. Hi. Whatever you get, I will be happy to receive. Thank you.
Well, you've really, really done your soul's work, and you're, like, really, really spiritual. Did you know that?
I do my best.
But what I mean is you're very attuned. You can feel when something's going to happen, and your spidey senses are heightened because you'll get information, and you're like, aha. And, you know, sometimes things will happen before they happen.
That's true.
And then you need to watch for dreams because they're working with you in dream time. So keep a pad. Excuse me, sorry. Keep a pad by your bed because they're going to show you a whole bunch of stuff in your dreams. But don't pee first because you'll pee your dream away. So write it down before you pee. And you're in a really good space, and you're going to hear from a friend that you haven't heard from in 25 years. Her original hair color was auburn, but she dyes it now. Only her hairdresser knows. Do you know your dead people?
Well, some of them.
Okay, because sometimes they come way, way, way back. So I can't help who comes through. They're telling me that you have an aunt that is with you, and there's like a giant J around her. And she had blonde hair, and she used to always wear red lipstick. She used, somebody used taboo lipstick.
Blonde hair, I have no idea who had blonde hair.
Okay, well then we won't do your dead people. But I can't help who comes through. But somebody used taboo lipstick. So who is it that you remember using taboo lipstick?
What color is taboo? Red?
It's bright, bright red. It's like old, old, old lipstick.
I can't place anybody with blonde.
Okay, we won't do your dead people. That's fine. What other questions do you have?
Oh, with the dead people. It's fine. There'll be somebody I'll remember probably.
You know, is your dad passed over? And did you have a lot of military people in there? Did you have military people?
He was in the military, yes.
Well, there's a man dressed up in military. And
that could be him.
Yeah, he's saluting. He's all he has medals all over him. And that's your acknowledgement that he's around you.
Okay.
And he's saluting. He's not very talkative, was he? He's not saying much. He's just standing here. Say something. get up. And then he just poofed away. But that's your acknowledgement that your dad is around you. You know, we just had, here we just had, I get the two confused. Memorial Day is in November, right? Yeah.
No, I think it's in.
Well, whatever one is when, in November. When is that one? Don't ask me to do nursery rhymes. I screwed up. But it was a military holiday in November.
They just celebrated something. I remember on TV watching them. They just, even the.
Well, whatever that was, 45. I'm sorry. He's acknowledging that. And he's letting you know that.
Okay. And it was something in November.
And then you also have your grandmother on your mom's side, and she's playing upright piano. So who is it that played piano?
I don't think she played piano, but in her house, in the basement, in her house that she left me, actually, there was a basement. There was a piano, a grand piano in the basement. So,
okay,
yeah.
Well, that's what she's showing me. So that's letting you know that the dead people are around.
Yeah, the people she bought the house from left the piano there. We
never All right, but she's
it.
Showing
she
me a piano. Well,
yeah,
that's your acknowledgement that she's around.
I was just thinking about that piano the other day.
Well, it came through, didn't it?
It sure did. It sure did.
So that lets you know, and that's acknowledgement that your dead people are around you. You know, your family and your ancestors, they're all around you. Now, have you ever had, what culture are you? Because you got Spanish looking people around you that are over there. One of your guides is a Spanish person, and he has like a bowl cut.
Uh-huh.
But that's one of your guides. They've never been human. And his name is Juan J U. Let me see if I can spell it. He's showing me J-U-A-N.
2 minutes.
Is one of your guides.
Buenos dias.
Yeah. I don't speak Spanish, so I'm trying real hard to understand him. So that's one of your guides. There you go. Are you there?
That's nice.
Yeah. So you got the name of a guy. They normally don't tell me that. They usually tell you themselves. So isn't that cool?
Well, I'm glad you told him his name. That's real cool.
And you're well protected and you're well loved from in real life and then from all your
minutes.
Ancestors and family on the other side. And then, did you have a grandmother grandmother that always wore black and was real short and had a shawl and wore sturdy shoes and wore her hair up?
No, I think that was my great-great great grandmother.
Well, she's showing up for you. But don't matter if you knew him or not. She's here.
I know.
And she had the gift of sight. Yeah, then the beeper just went off, I think. But there's all your dead people. I thank you.
That's nice.
One
Thank
minute.
You for bringing them forward.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
No, I don't do it. They do it themselves. It's whoever talks loudest. You got a lot of them over there.
I do. All the way back to the beginning of time. The so there's billions of them. The thank you for letting them come through you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling into the show and supporting us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you, Queen. Okay. Oh, well, there you go. As I say, Kelly made a good point there because, you know, we are lucky to have people like Queen that do support us. But, you know, I'm looking back on the old days there, Kelly, perhaps, where, you know, we used to have large call queues. A lot of our regular callers have just disappeared. They don't call anymore. I know a couple of them have gone on to present their own shows, which is not a bad thing. You know, you could thoroughly encourage people to do that. But just remember that we are here. Okay, you want to pop over there? Kelly?
Yeah, what?
Have a seat down. There you go.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What would you like to... What's your question, hon?
Anything that you can get from Spirit, thank you.
What you're doing is you're going to have, they're saying sweetness come back into your life, and you're going to have a more lightness and airiness around you. They're saying that you're going to have a skip in your step and improvement, so on all levels, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And I hear you just giggling just for the heck of it. My grandpa's here and he's saying, tickle you pink. He used to say, tickle me pink. So you're going to get tickled pink over something.
Okay.
And you're going to have joyous news this year. I don't know what that's about. Do you guys have, would you have a grandchild get born?
She's almost one and a half now.
I know, but there might be another one coming.
I don't know yet. I haven't been told already.
I know, but there's a boy baby coming in.
There is.
So you're going to have an addition. Surprise! What else do you want? A surprise to the poor person that just had a baby. Oopsie. You can get pregnant real quick after having a baby. You're extra fertile myrtle. Don't tell them that. You'll shock them. what else do you want to know?
I have a grandchild in spirit. Could you tell me whether it was a boy or a girl?
You have a what?
I have a grandchild that passed the spirit before he was born. Can you tell me whether it was a boy or a girl?
It was a little girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's what it was. It was a little girl.
I thought it was.
You know, when there's a child that doesn't come through, they grow over on the other side. And they always, when it's a baby, they show me as a 2-year-old. When they're getting ready to get born and stuff. You know? So. And they develop over there. You know, energy is neither coordinated nor destroyed. It just changes form, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but And you're going to be able to remain level with all your health issues. You know, you're going to get to a state of homeostasis. That means level.
Okay.
And you and your hubby are soulmates. You guys are meant to be together. And they're saying you love each other. It's an English saying, I think. Madly, truly, deeply.
Okay.
Well, that's what they're saying. And then you're going to fall in love all over again. And I always hear Melina Dietrich falling in love again, do-do-do. You can Google her. She was like in the 30s or 40s, you know, during World War One or Two. And that's a song that she used to sing. And dance around the kitchen once in a while.
Okay.
Let's see what else. Has your dad passed on?
No, not yet.
Okay. But did he have a brother that went before him?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I'm letting you know that when your dad gets ready to go, his brother will come fetch him.
Okay.
But he's not ready to go yet. But his brother is coming. Yeah.
Okay.
They were attached at the hip.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. There you go, then. Right. Yeah, I told you it was a girl. Yeah. It's funny because, Kelly, you know, that's the dear wife there. We do pop her in occasionally when the court queue is low. Well, I can honestly say that I've had my feelings about the baby, you know, because I think that they wanted a boy so much, and they kind of settled on the fact that it was a boy. I don't know why, but I always had the strong feeling that it was a girl. You know.
Yes.
And a lot of psychics have told us the same now. You know. So, I don't think they ever truly knew what it was, you know. It's like, obviously, it's too small to know anyway, you know.
Right.
They were given back something that they could put into a memorial garden, yeah? So they were given back like a little casket type thing, and we made a memorial garden there, and we've done a service, you know. So it was nice. But I miss getting down there because we can't get down there this year. And it's coming up to the anniversary time again, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
But your intention, no matter where you are, hon.
Oh, they do.
You don't have to physically go.
You know, I know you're a very jovial lady yourself there, Kelly, but something that came to my mind, and I don't know why, while Carol was having her reading there, I heard you say that, you know, how babies grow up in spirit.
They do.
It's never come to my mind before, but I thought, well, we've got to bring some joy back into the show tonight because we're not having much joy with the show this evening. But who changes the nappies?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
Who changes the nappies?
Yes.
You know, over in the spirit world, who changes the nappies?
they do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just it's something that comes into my mind. I don't know why, but he's thinking all those babies in the spirit world waiting to be born. And you're thinking, yeah, but who's saying he's enough? Yeah, it's just the mind boggles. Never mind.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. It's called the Gaia, where they hold all the babies. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but, and that's God's way of knowing, showing that there's hope in the world. When the Gaia empties, we're in trouble, but the Gaia is still full of babies. And they wait to be born. That's God's way of showing hope.
Yeah. 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 Well, okay, we only have one call left.
Okay.
We've got 52 minutes on the clock. If you're out there listening, call in. If not, we're going to finish up after this one. Watch them all call now. Okay, Cindy.
Hello, this is...
Hi, Cindy. Where are you from and what's your question?
I'm from Florida, and I'm up to, let's see. I guess my first business is finances. When do you see work picking up for me? Let me start with finances.
Not till February, but you will be okay until then. You might have to do beans and weenies or ramen noodles, but you'll be all right. You won't ever go hungry, and you won't ever lose your house.
Okay.
And then it feels like, I hear with the new job that you get it's stats and numbers. You good with stats and numbers?
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing stats, statistics, and numbers. So apply for those kind of jobs. And you'd be like a regional person that goes to different regions and do the stats and numbers. I don't know what that job is called. I am so sorry. But flavor of like ice cream.
All right.
And it's going to come like from... networking. They're saying it's who you know, who you know, who you know. This person tells this person, this person. And it'll come to a colleague that you worked with six years ago. And you're going to be happy, 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 happy.
Okay.
They'll do a phone interview first, and then they'll do virtual land, you know, one of them Zoomy things, and then and then another Zoomy thing, and then don't get upset when there's a delay, because it has to go up the chain, up the flagpole. So, but you're gonna February. Beginning of February, it'll start. By the end of February, you know you got a job. There.
Okay. All right.
What else do you want to know?
How about a move or relationship, a residential move, anything like that you see?
Well, right now you can't afford it. You got to stay put. But it looks like in... three and a half years, you'll be able to save some money and be looking for housing, you know, a house. And it feels like you'll be in a relationship by then, and you'll do it together. So it's going to be a couple house. So in other words, you're going to be a couple when you go look for the house. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, not yet it doesn't, but yeah, I hope.
Well, you have no idea yet. You haven't even thunk
right.
of it yet. So this is
right.
future, sorry. But the more weird it is, the more it can happen. And the house is going to be like a L-shaped. No, it's a U-shaped. It has an east-west exposure. It has, you know, on the east side, there's the master bath, and it has Frenchy doors out to, like, a deck. And then you got a pergola in the back. And then you have the other two bedrooms. One bedroom's a regular size, and the other one's like a, I call it a squishy room. And you put a day bed in a squishy room and do an office in it. You know, it ain't big enough for a bed, so it's a squishy room. And then you have two bathrooms, master bathroom, and then you have a water closet off the kitchen. You got a big kitchen, and it has lots of windows. It has exquisite light. And, okay, that's real. Wooden floors. And it's on, it don't have a basement. But it's raised up a little bit. It has a crawl space. A nice, they call, I don't know why, but it's a living room, but they call it the great room. So it must be sort of an antique house. And then you have, like, you got built-ins. You got built-in shelves, you know, where you can put books and stuff in the living room. And then you got, like, a sunroom with bookshelves built in, and you have a curio cabinet built in the kitchen, and you have big cabinets, and you have to get on a ladder to put all your stuff that you don't use up at the top.
Wow.
And you got a walk-in closet in the master bath, and you have like a his and her sink. And lots of mirrors, and it has bulb lighting. You know how they have the bulb lights in a bathroom?
Yep.
So you can see to do your makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you got a skylight because you keep trying to turn the light off.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a pretty house,
nice.
Huh?
Very nice. Yeah.
And you do have a fireplace, but it's gas because the flames don't move. That's how I tell it's gas. Because in real fire, the flames move. You
right.
know, where in gas, the flames stay the same. But you got a gas fireplace. Isn't that cool?
Nice. Very cool.
So you can decorate the mantle for Christmas.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that's pretty neat. And
well, hush.
And you have, I don't think you have a garage, but you have like a pole roof, I don't know what you really call it, that you park your car under so it don't get all icky.
Okay.
You know, alongside the house. And,
pole
and you got
a carport.
Minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a carport. I'm sorry, I wasn't getting the right words. Apologize.
Yeah.
And then you have a laundry room in the behind the kitchen and a pantry. So there you go.
Very nice.
Yeah. And I think the beeper lady just went off. I hope that helped you.
Oh, very nice. Thank you very much, Kelly.
You're welcome. I'm
very
good with houses.
Very cool.
That's an old type of house, that, isn't it? I would love to live in a house like that, you know. That's it. It's an old style property with bricks and mortar. I mean,
yeah, I believe the house is built in 1942, so and it's all redone, so it has good bones, good roof, no termites. You're good to go. They're doing two thumbs up.
There you go. You know, what we have got here, Kelly, the house that we live in now is like what they call matchbox houses, yeah? And they just put them up in like four sections. and then slop the roof on the top, yeah?
Yeah, that's like a townhouse. It's called a townhouse here in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a quad house. Yeah.
Well, but they're so deadly because it's like, you know, if ever there was a fire, and I mean, this place got burnt to the ground, would you believe it got burnt to the ground? And the day that we come to view it, there was nothing here to view. And they sent us to view. They sent us to view a property, and there was no building here to view. There was nothing here at all. I said, you've given us keys to a property that doesn't exist. And they said, actually, give us keys for it. And they're thinking, you give us keys to a property that doesn't exist. I said, how soon can we move into this amazing property that doesn't exist? You know, and they'd already given us the keys for it. But what they'd done, they'd built on the old structure, and they just put four new clads up around the old structure. And if you go up in the loft, you can still see where the wood was burnt.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they don't do anything right in the UK, you know. It's like, I think what do you call it? It's because I don't know whether you have the same terminology there in the States, but they call them cowboys.
We have cowboys here.
Yeah, but you have real ones.
we have real ones out up in the upper peninsula here. You know, they really do cattle drives and, you know, it's a dwindling way of life.
Oh, yeah, but exactly. But the cowboys you have are proper cowboys that ride on horses, yeah? But, I mean, the terminology here for a cowboy is somebody that doesn't do his job properly.
It's somebody that's a bad person?
Yeah, it's just an English terminology, yeah. It's something that got very disambiguated because cowboys are very hard-working people, you know?
Yeah,
You know? And it's just an English disambiguation, but a cowboy is somebody that does a bad job, yeah?
Yeah. You guys have different terms than we do, I think.
Oh, gosh, yeah, but look them up. Look up the terminology, and you'll see how things get distorted and taken out of context, you know, because it is. Kelly, we're going to wrap it up, love, because nobody's calling. We've got 40 minutes.
Thank you, and you have a good night.
Thank you, Kelly. So we'll do it all again in 2 weeks' time there, ladies and gents. We've got a break next week, and Kelly takes a well-deserved break next week. So we have got a reader for you next week. Tune in to find out who that person is. I'm not going to tell you, otherwise I'm tempting fate, because I do believe that if we start telling you who's coming up in the week, that we'll get another 7 callers. But we're going to go early, because I'm going to rush off to my kitchen. I'm going to have something to eat. I'm going to have a nice cup of tea, and I'm sure Kelly's going to go and do the same. And we'll do it all again Monday evening, all being well. So that's it.